From the studios of WSIU Public Broadcasting at Southern Illinois University Carbondale, welcome to a debate between the candidates for governor of Illinois in the November 2nd general election. This event is being produced in partnership with the Southern Illinoisan Newspaper, Illinois Public Media, and the Institute of Government and Public Affairs at the University of Illinois.
Good evening. The next governor of Illinois will face historic challenges, a crippling budget crisis, growing jobs in a slumping state economy, and restoring the public's trust in state government after the impeachment and removal of former Governor Rod Blagojevich. Tonight, you'll hear from three of the candidates hoping to take on those challenges next January. They are the incumbent governor, Democrat Pat Quinn of Chicago, Republican nominee, State Senator Bill Brady of Bloomington, and Green Party candidate Rich Whitney of Carbondale. The candidates will be questioned by Rob Crow of the Southern Illinois Newspaper, Jennifer Fuller of WSIU Radio, and Robert Rich, the Director of the Institute of Government and Public Affairs at the University of Illinois. I'm Jack Titchener of WSIU Public Television. I'll serve as moderator. Members of our audience can find a live blog of the debate during the initial live broadcast at illelections.com. We'll start with a one-minute opening statement from each candidate, the order of which was determined by a drawing earlier backstage. Governor Quinn will get the first opening statement. Governor?
Well, thank you. Fellow citizens of Illinois, when I was sworn in on January 29th of last year, our state faced three very serious crises. We had a crisis in the integrity of government, and I had a plan to reform our state government. We've passed very strong ethics laws that I enforce every single day. We have an open administration and an open government. We put the people first all the time. We also had a very serious state budget crisis, and as governor, I've had a plan that has cut waste and fraud out of our state government. We've reduced more than $3 billion in expenditures, and we've made sure that the people come first when it comes to education and health care. We also have to get our economy back on track, and Illinois has had positive job growth this year, more jobs created than any other state in the Midwest. We've been able to reduce unemployment 8 straight months. We brought big companies to Illinois and kept big companies here, as well as small businesses. Our Put Illinois to Work program has created 26,000 jobs for hardworking people, and that's what I want to do every day.
Senator Brady. Good evening. I'm Bill Brady. I'm from Bloomington, Illinois. I graduated from Bloomington Central Catholic High School and then Illinois Wesleyan University, where I met my wife, Nancy. Back then, we decided that we wanted to raise our family and start a business in Central Illinois. We're blessed to have three children. But unfortunately, times aren't what they were then. Illinois families are struggling today because the government leaders today put the special interest and their personal interest in front of the people's interest. If you like the way Illinois government's been going, Governor Quinn's your person. But if you think it's time for radical change in Illinois, changes that will hold the line on taxes, balance our budget without borrowing, then we've got a new plan to help bring jobs back to Illinois for the hardworking families of the state.
Thank you. This election presents Illinois voters with a clear choice. Do we or do we not want a state government able to perform its most basic functions, education, services for those unable to care for themselves, a working infrastructure, public safety and health? Do we want responsible budgets, or do we want more lost jobs, higher tuitions, unpaid bills, and borrowing on the backs of our children? I'm the only candidate with a plan based on fair taxation to raise the funds needed to restore health to our schools, colleges, and essential services, for clean, efficient government needed for the private sector to create more jobs. Unlike my opponents, I use real math to offer a budget where the revenues match what needs to be spent to create a healthy society. As a candidate of the Green Party, I do not accept corporate campaign contributions, which is why I am free to fight for you, not the special interests that bankroll the other two parties and their candidates, the real source of the problem. That's why I'm the only candidate offering concrete solutions to the problems we face.
Time for questions from our panelists. Each candidate will have 1 minute to answer the question. The first question comes from Bob Rich.
Governor Quinn, the recent Pew Center on the State survey shows that voters favor cuts over increased taxes. But at the same time, they don't seem to grasp how dramatic the cuts would have to be in order to cover what eventually could be a $15 billion deficit. Could you please tell us your specific plans to balance the budget?
Well, our plan is to continue cutting the budget as we have for the last year and a half. $3 billion in cuts, that's more than any governor in Illinois history by far. I've cut my own pay, our office budget. My office budget is 35% lower. We have budgeting for results. I got that law passed this year, budget reform. Senator Brady opposed it, but we got it done anyhow. And every single expenditure of state government will be analyzed and audited to make sure that taxpayers come first. I think it is important to maintain our investment in education and health care, public safety. I believe in having revenue for education. I do not want to have radical cuts in our schools. Senator Brady supports a huge cut in education funding in Illinois, and that will harm our state today and in the future. Jobs follow brain power, and it's important that we have good jobs in this state. The only way we're going to have that is to have excellent schools, and we don't want any state in the union to out-educate Illinois. So I intend to balance the budget without harming education or health care or public safety.
Senator Brady.
Well, the people of Illinois get it. Just like other states that have turned themselves around and increased job opportunities for families, they have held the line on taxes, they have reduced spending, and they have reprioritized, and they haven't borrowed. Unfortunately, Governor Quinn's only solution is to raise tax rates on hardworking Illinois families. People are tired of that. That destroys the job environment. I will balance the budget without job-killing tax increases by reprioritizing. There won't be any secret deals in a Brady administration. There will be open and transparent government, unlike Governor Quinn. And we will roll up our sleeves and work to balance our budget. Difficult decisions, but they have to be made. Governor Quinn's $8 billion in budget deficits are killing our state's economy and hurting the very providers that we depend on to provide services.
Mr. Whitley.
Well, it's real easy to say, let's cut the waste in government. Everyone's in favor of that. I'm the only candidate that actually favors a forensic audit to ferret out the real waste that's born of political corruption in our state. But let's get real about this. We're talking about a structural deficit of $11.6 billion. We are not going to get there through spending cuts alone unless we want to completely eviscerate the public sector. There is money in this state. It's not tapped. We have an unfair tax system. We tax the bottom 20% of Illinoisans at more than triple the rate of the top 1%. We need to pass a bill like Senate Bill 750, which would turn that around, create a fair tax system. We also need to tax financial speculation in the state of Illinois, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, Board of Options Exchange. Those are the two biggest casinos in the state of Illinois. That's the kind of gambling we need to be taxing, and we could raise billions of dollars for our public sector and our schools that are starving of funds if we made the speculators pay their fair share back to society. We also need to implement a state bank like North Dakota has.
To be fair, won't it really be a combination of all your proposals to make a balanced budget work? That same Pew survey I quoted states that for Illinois, we would require a 40% cut would be needed, and that would mean drastic changes in education and social services. So won't it need to be a combination of cuts, tax increases, and borrowing?
Well, I have a plan to balance our budget and get our economy back in order. Number one, we have to have economic growth. We've had strong economic growth in our state, more manufacturing jobs than any other Midwestern state, and we want to keep it going. We've brought Ford and Boeing to Illinois to grow jobs. We have Navistar growing, UPS, and also small businesses. Small business means big business for Illinois. I'm a governor who knows how to work with business and help create jobs. That's a good way to get our budget balanced. We also have to get federal funds. I've been able to go to Washington and work with President Obama to get federal money, new federal money, for our health care and for our education. That's important. We also have to keep cutting costs, having a budget plan, budgeting for results. If something doesn't work, then we don't fund it the next year. That's what I've been doing. I believe in being frugal. And also, I think it's important that we get the revenue for our schools. We cannot sacrifice a generation of children on their education. We owe it to our kids to have strong education in Illinois, and we should fund it.
Senator Brady? Well, clearly the most dangerous place in Illinois to be is between Governor Quinn and a tax hike proposal. But the truth of the matter is, we cannot raise taxes. The people of Illinois understand that we need the courage to balance our budget without raising tax rates on Illinois families. It kills jobs. The states that have grown jobs are the ones that have balanced their budget without raising taxes. They've redefined their spending and met their priorities. Yes, we can fund education properly, public safety, transportation, and all the human services and healthcare providers. But we have to be honest with them. Just last week, Governor Quinn was criticized by being the worst state in the nation when it comes to reimbursing our human service providers because of the deficits and the debt that he has failed to overcome.
You know, we can't rely on fantasy economics and wishful thinking about economic growth, and somehow if we cut taxes, as Senator Brady wants to do, we're somehow going to generate more jobs, and this is somehow going to magically create the growth. This is warmed over Reaganomics. It didn't work then, doesn't work now. We need to get real about the numbers. My plan is specific about the numbers. $2 billion from spending cuts through a forensic audit to cut out the waste. The rest has to mean new revenues. Senate Bill 750 would raise about $7.4 billion to help get us out of the hole. We can get about $4.5 billion from a tax on speculation, a financial transactions tax. We can raise additional revenue from a fee and dividend system to go after the polluters who generate the global warming, greenhouse gases into our environment, get the polluters to pay, get the speculators to pay, move toward a more progressive system. That's how we're going to solve this problem. We can't rely on fantasy economics.
Senator Brady, the recession may technically be over, but thousands of Illinoisans remain out of work, and in many cases, those jobs in manufacturing, in coal mining, in agriculture may never return. How do you get those people back to work, keeping in mind that they may need to learn an entirely new skill set?
Well, we need an educated workforce, but we do have hardworking people in the state that are skilled and ready to go to work. But you're right. Unfortunately, Illinois is one of only 8 states still deemed to be in the recession. Last month, we lost 26,000 jobs. Governor Quinn's the job governor, all right, but it just happens to be for Indiana, Missouri, Kentucky, and other states. 35 other states created jobs. They did that by balancing their budget and proving that they are fiscally stable. They also did it by not raising taxes. Businesses are looking for a government that will balance the budget without raising taxes, a government that will level the playing field and be pro-job by being pro-business. That's what we're going to do in Illinois. We're going to tackle the workers' compensation problems. We're going to tackle the medical malpractice problem. We're going to tackle the health care crisis, and we're going to tackle the regulation and the bureaucracy that have persisted under the last couple of years that have pushed private sector business investment out of this state.
Mr. Whitney.
What business wants to come to or stay in a state whose public sector is falling apart, whose schools are falling apart, the cost of higher education going through the roof so it's unaffordable to lower and middle income class working people, where the infrastructure is falling apart, where healthcare vendors aren't being paid on time, where people dependent on social services aren't being paid on time, the services are crumbling? What business wants to stay in a state like that? We have to rediscover the truth about our own history, that the private sector flourishes the best when we have a stable public sector that invests in people, invests in education. One of the things I would like to do, which is actually one of the best jobs programs we could have, is to create tuition-free higher education in the state of Illinois. Under my plan, we can realize this. We learned from our experience after World War II, the original GI Bill, that for every dollar we spent, we got $7 back, and that much healthier an economy when we provided tuition-free higher education. Let's rediscover the truth of our own history.
Governor Quinn.
I'm not a naysayer about the people of Illinois. I think they're hard workers, and they've been showing that. We've added jobs this year more than any other state, including Indiana. Matter of fact, Navistar, that makes trucks and diesel engines, they're moving jobs from Indiana to Illinois. Ford picked our state to make 1,200 new jobs for the Ford Explorer. They picked not Indiana or anywhere else, they picked Illinois. Boeing is manufacturing on our side of the river for the first time ever. UPS is expanding. We have a small business job creation tax credit that's working. Our program of Put Illinois to Work has put 26,000 good men and women to work since early May. It's the best one in the country. Senator Brady said last week he wants to abolish and get rid of, put Illinois to work and put all those people out of work. I don't think that's the right way to go. We have to help ordinary people, and you need a governor who has a heart, who cares about folks when they need a job. The best way to fight poverty, the best way to fight crime, best way to keep families together is a job, and I am the jobs governor.
Mr. Whitney, can Illinois have an economic development plan that entices businesses to come to all parts of Illinois and not just to Chicago and the suburban counties? And how would you specifically entice businesses to bring jobs to all parts of the state?
Well, as I indicated, first of all, investing in higher education. Our public university system is well distributed geographically around the state. This would create some jobs immediately as we expand public education, but secondly, it would be longer term jobs. If we save our students and their parents an average of $20,000 or $30,000 worth of debt just to get a higher education in this, a wealthy state, in the wealthiest country in the world, I think we can do better than that. And that will be an economic stimulus if they are able to save that money, as well as have a more productive workforce. Higher education generates new innovations, new jobs. That's one thing. Secondly, I'm in favor of a green capital bill, focusing on renewable energy and sustainable transportation with manufacturing based right here in Illinois. We can be making the wind generators here. With my innovation of a state bank, we can be extending credit to jumpstart this new manufacturing sector. Wind generators, solar power, geothermal, let's build it right here in Illinois. We'll have a healthier society, lower energy costs, more money in people's pockets.
Governor Quinn.
Well, number one, we passed a job recovery bill thanks to my efforts last year. It was the largest job recovery bill ever passed by a state in the whole country. It's a $31 billion investment in good roads and safer bridges, improving our rail systems and getting clean water, making sure we build schools and university buildings and lay out fiber for the internet. It's so important to have this, and we're doing it in every part of Illinois. We're here tonight in Southern Illinois. Well, we have a great program here called Star Bonds to help people get back to work. That's what governors do. They have accomplishments. They actually get things done. Senator Brady voted against the financing for our job recovery bill last year. It's going to produce 400,000 jobs, but he wasn't willing to fund it. You have to have a governor who gets in the middle of the arena, fights hard for working people who need a job, and the governor has to have the courage to make sure we get the job done for everyday people. That's what I've done ever since I got sworn in as governor. It's not easy, it's tough, but the only way we're going to recover is to have faith in ordinary everyday people.
Senator Brady.
Well, Governor, you've got to be realistic. Not only are your cuts in spending fairy tales because of the $8 billion in deficit spending that Illinois families are stuck with, but you can't talk about creating jobs when you have a net loss of jobs. In the last 2 months, we've lost over 26,000 net jobs in the state, while 35 other states created jobs. In your term, we've lost over 200,000 jobs. These are jobs that are impacting hardworking Illinois families. We need a plan to bring jobs back, which is why I've called for a new job tax credit, $2,500 the first year, $1,250 the next. Every job brings with it over $4,200 in revenue to the state of Illinois, not to mention a quality of life and a livelihood for a hardworking Illinois family. And we need to focus where those jobs do the most good, like coal mining, agriculture, higher education. These are all areas the state government can work to enhance that will bring multiples of jobs so that we have a net increase in job creation in Illinois rather than a loss like we've seen under the Quinn administration.
Senator Brady, let's talk a little about entitlements, federal pass-throughs, and pensions. Roughly half the state's budget is legally off limits to cuts and to limits. How do you modify or cut programs that are mandated by the Constitution or by federal law, like state pensions or Medicaid?
Well, the politicians, the insiders, would like you to believe that half of it's off limits, but that's not true. Governor Quinn's budget was $57 billion. That's all spending. We have to be real with the people of Illinois. We have to be transparent. No, we can't cut bond payments, although we could save $500 million if we could bring our fiscal house in order and balance it, unlike Governor Quinn's wasted interest cost of over $500 million. But we can deal and reconcile. Illinois families and businesses have been reducing the level of spending so they can live within their means. The only place is the Quinn government that's failed to do that. They have not seriously dealt with the inefficiencies, the waste, the mismanagement. We also have to tackle our pension problems, as you've indicated. The hardworking people of Illinois deserve to have a pension that's funded. It's not their fault that Governor Quinn borrowed against it, along with his partner, Governor Blagojevich. As governor, I'll fund the pensions so the people of Illinois who paid into the system know that they have the security of a pension that's there. But we have to change it prospectively so that the system doesn't implode.
Mr. Whitney?
Yes, well, first of all, it's not my intention to look and cut entitlements per se, because I believe in restoring health to the public sector. I'm the one candidate in this race that believes in that, and that we need to be investing in people, and that means getting an adequate revenue stream to our government. But let me say a word about pensions. You know, we hear a lot about the double dippers and the abusers of the pension system, but let's talk about the reality for most of our public servants. The average pension in our public pension systems in Illinois is $26,000 a year, and 78% of those people don't get any Social Security. To blame the workers for 30 years of improvident budgeting from both Republicans and Democrats, governors and general assemblies, is absolutely wrong and irresponsible. We need to protect the integrity of the system. We need to get back on the ramp. That's why we need a real fiscal plan that's going to restore health to our budget and meet our obligations. Yes, and the abuses, of course, but that's not the fundamental problem. The fundamental problem is to fix our broken tax system in Illinois.
Governor Quinn.
Well, I have to put a budget forward, and I have last 2 years. We've cut the budget by $3 billion. That's more than any governor in Illinois history. We've reduced the number of state employees by 1,100. We have the lowest number of state employees per capita of any state in the union. We've enacted historic public pension reform. We've saved $220 billion for the taxpayers, and we'll keep doing it. We're going to have to keep cutting the budget, but at the same time, you need a governor who can also go to Washington and get money from the federal government for our health and our education. We cannot sacrifice our core priorities. Our state constitution says we must fund our schools from the state of Illinois. I'm running against Senator Brady, who wants to cut education by $1.26 billion, fire 20,000 teachers, kids in overcrowded classrooms. Thousands of students who today have a scholarship from our state would lose their MAP scholarship. I don't think that's the right way to go. That's not a way to balance the budget. We've got to think of ordinary, everyday people and have a governor with a heart.
Mr. Whitney, Illinois is spending more than $13 billion each year on a Medicaid program for over 2 million low-income people. What would your administration do to help rein in those costs but still provide care to those people that need it? More specifically, are cuts, co-pays, or managed care a part of your plan?
It is not, and I'll tell you why. I believe we should go in an entirely different direction. I have long been an advocate for a single-payer health care system in the state of Illinois, as well as nationally, but we can fight for it here. That's why I support House Bill 311 to create a single-payer system. Under this plan, we spend roughly $17.8 billion on health care right now in Illinois, but about 1.5 million of us are uninsured completely, and the rest of us don't only have coverage until we get sick under the private insurance system. We need to change that. For the same amount of money, going through a publicly accountable, publicly funded system, we could provide quality health care for all Illinoisans, optical, mental health services, dental, everything, for basically the same cost. This would save us money in the long run. It would give us a much more efficient system. The Medicaid funding and the other funding we receive from the federal government would go into a pool with our additional revenue to fund this system. That's what I want to do to Medicaid. I believe we need quality Medicare for all, single payer in Illinois.
Governor Quinn.
Well, we are reforming the Medicaid system. We have to eliminate any waste, any fraud, anything like that. I got the law passed called the Whistleblower Reward and Protection Act that allows taxpayers to ferret out waste, and we're working with them on that. We also have managed care for Medicaid that's done in a way to provide better health care for our seniors as well as for those who are frail and elderly and disabled. We're doing this program, we're saving money, but we're making sure that health care is better. I want to take on those insurance companies that are hounding so many people in our state and our country. Senator Brady has accepted $500,000 in campaign contributions from the insurance companies. I believe that we need to make sure that we have mammograms for our moms, making sure that we do have tests for colon cancer. The state of Illinois should mandate that for the insurance companies. Senator Brady has voted against that. He even voted against the bill to require hospitals let moms stay at least more than a day after they deliver a baby. 24-hour deliveries and then sending a mom out, that's just plain wrong, Senator Brady.
Senator Brady's response.
There you go again, Governor Quinn. You can't run on your record, so mistruths and distortions. You know as well as I did that I helped pass the mammogram bill that's the law of the land. We need meaningful health care reform, though. We can't afford the distortions and the distractions of the current administration. Governor Quinn has failed to implement meaningful managed care, which would give infants and other individuals health care access at the earliest stages of their need. That's how we save money, creating access for people at an earlier stage. He's also failed to root out the fraud and the waste and the abuse. He can talk about it, but he fails to mandate that people prove that they're qualified. Under Governor Quinn's plan, he could walk into an office today and receive a card because they do not crack down on the fraud that happens in Illinois. We need a governor who will protect the citizens of Illinois, but also work to create a system that provides access for the health care needs of our citizens who need that.
Governor Quinn, the president's home state has now failed twice in its attempt to get Race for the Top money. ACT scores slipped last year, and many higher education leaders say that high school seniors simply aren't prepared for the education they receive when they get to college. Where are we going wrong with the education system, and what can be done to fix it?
Well, we need accountable education. I've signed bills to make teachers, principals, everybody in education accountable. We need to do that. We also need to properly fund and pay our teachers and make sure they're accountable every day. We need early childhood education. I've maintained the investment in early childhood education in our state. From kindergarten through 12th grade, we must maintain our state investment in education. I'm running against Senator Brady. He wants to cut it by more than $1 billion. That's the wrong way to go. We want better schools in Illinois and better outcomes. I also have taught community college at night. I believe in community colleges. We have almost 1 million students. Community college in our state of Illinois. Senator Brady wants to cut the budget of community colleges, cut the budget of our four-year universities, and cut the scholarships. We have 400,000 students in Illinois getting scholarships. They're the first in their family most of the time to go to college. They have the ability to do college work. They don't have the money. I don't think you have to be rich to go to college. I believe in our scholarship program. I've protected it, and I want to invest in it to make it better.
Senator Brady.
Well, Governor Quinn, let me remind you that you're the one that targeted $1 billion in cuts to education in your last budget, targeting education classroom spending, and leaving the rest of the state budget wholly intact. In fact, you left the State Board of Education's administrative functions intact at the expense of classroom spending. Yes, we have to reduce the size of government, but as governor, I'll treat all of Illinois' government fairly and squarely. But I also won't sell out to the special interests. Governor Quinn put his campaign interests in front of the interests of the children when he backed off of an opportunity to give parents meaningful choice in some of the worst performing school districts in Chicago. Those students don't graduate. Those students don't have the same opportunity as others. And we need a governor who will put the children's interest in front of the special interests. And as governor, that's what I'll do.
Mr. Whitney.
Well, there are some things that we need to do, aside from funding. Better child nutrition, safer schools, listening more to the educators, stopping the regime of teaching to the test, which is being imposed on us by the federal government. But beyond that, we still have to talk about funding. We are underfunding our schools. We are starving many of our schools of the resources needed to provide quality education. The state of Illinois only provides 32% of the funding for our public schools, one of the lowest rates in the United States, which is why we have about the biggest disparity between rich and poor districts in the United States. It is shameful. We have to turn that around. We have to stop our over-reliance on property taxes to fund our schools. That's why I support the measure that over 200 organizations in the Responsible Budget Coalition have been fighting for, some for years, Senate Bill 750, to increase the funding for our schools so that every school gets the foundation level recommended by the Education Funding Advisory Board, funded from the state, and we can provide real property tax relief to the people in the bargain.
We're at about the halfway point, gentlemen. At this point in the debate, we'd like to give each of you a minute to rebut items that you feel you need to address. We'll start with Governor Quinn.
Well, number one, I think education is the number one issue in this campaign. I'm a governor who has been able to maintain our investment in education despite all the challenges of our budget. We're not going to cut back in education. I'm running against Senator Brady, who wants radical, severe cuts in education. You just heard him. That's going to raise our property taxes in Illinois. We have a very unfair property tax system all over the state. At the state fair, Senator Brady said there'll be a natural rise in property taxes if he's elected. I don't think that's a good idea. I think we should use the income tax based on ability to pay to invest in our schools and reduce property taxes on families and businesses and farmers. I think it's very important that we also go to Washington and get as much money as we can for our education. I got $415 million this summer working with President Obama, who supports me in this election. We got that money for our schools. Senator Brady said, don't even go to Washington. Keep the money there. That is no way to help Illinois. Most of us pay income tax to the federal government. We ought to get something back.
Senator Brady?
Well, Governor Quinn, as I said, there'll be a natural rise in property valuation because we're going to bring jobs back to Illinois and enhance our economy. That's what I said. But let's focus on the fairy tale of Governor Quinn's budget cuts. His own budget document, which was given to the official notice of sale of a bid form for $1.3 billion, showed that total operating expenditures and transfers out are projected to increase this year from $28.8 billion to over $33.5 billion. This election can't be about the secrecy that Governor Quinn's been operating under. Secret early release programs with 1,700 inmates, secret pay hikes, secret tax increases, secret backroom deals to get an endorsement of a public service union. This election has got to be about the truth. And the truth is you cannot tax, borrow, and spend your way to prosperity. It's been proven in other states that have moved their state forward. As governor, I will balance the budget without increasing taxes on families.
Mr. Whitney.
I agree we need a governor with a heart, but we also need a governor with a plan. And in this race, I'm the only one that's presenting one here. We're hearing fantasy economics. Where's the revenue going to come from? Governor Quinn proposed in his fiscal year 2011 budget the largest single year cut to education in Illinois history. He just cut it by $261 million in July. And Senator Brady is talking about a dime on a dollar in spending cuts when you need 40 cents. And if you literally did that, if you literally tried to balance the budget by cutting spending alone, it would cost us 128,000 jobs during a recession. This is ridiculous. When are we going to hear real numbers that make sense, real addition and subtraction, so that we know that we're going to have revenues that are going to equal the expenditures that both the Republican and the Democratic candidates in this race are talking about?
We go back to our questions from the panelists. Bob Rich for Rich Whitney.
Mr. Whitney. Tonight you're on one of the state of Illinois' largest campuses. As you know, state funding for colleges and universities has decreased dramatically over the last decade. This has resulted in many institutions relying on furloughs, layoffs, and other cost-saving measures. The state of Illinois is behind dramatically in terms of payments to institutions. What do you propose to do to ensure that our institutions of higher education remain globally competitive?
Well, again, like so many other issues, it goes back to the budget and the fundamentals of the budget. We need to raise new revenue. And in my plan, which anyone can find at whitneyforgov.org, you can click on the right corner, top corner, you can see the plan laid out in detail with real numbers. My plan is to go beyond getting us out of the $11.6 billion budget hole, which it is now after the recent cuts in July, and get ahead of the game. For about $3.75 billion, we could provide tuition-free higher education in Illinois. It is absolutely pathetic that in a wealthy state, in the wealthiest country in the world, we can't do this. Instead, we're saddling parents and students with $20,000 and $30,000 worth of debt just to get a higher education. We can do better than that. We keep hearing the state is broke. No, the state is not broke. Our government is broke because we have a backwards tax system. That's what we need to fix. That's how we're going to turn things around. And it's absolutely pathetic that it was considered a victory where our universities got to go into debt like the rest of the government. We can do better than that.
Governor Quinn.
Well, number one, I think we need to build on our campuses to make sure our structures there are 21st century ready. I've been able to get funding. I led the effort to get the funding to make sure we build buildings here at SIU Carbondale as well as Edwardsville, at the University of Illinois, at Western Illinois. We're building a new Western Illinois campus in Quad Cities. And this is very important to make schools accessible, higher education accessible to our students, so it's done in a top-notch manner. We also have to invest in operating funds for higher education. That's why I support revenue for higher education. I believe that's the best way to help the most students. I also support our scholarship program, which is the envy of the nation. 400,000 students get scholarships from our state of Illinois. They're needy, but they can do the college work. I'm running against Senator Brady, who wants to slash that program to smithereens. This would be a very bad thing for our state. We need to invest in brain power, invest in ordinary, everyday people. If you have a governor who does that, we'll have a better state and smarter people.
Senator Brady.
Well, I know how important higher education is. I come from Bloomington Normal, where I represent an area that has Illinois State University. And unlike Governor Quinn and Blagojevich, I won't hold higher education as the place where we cut. All areas of state government need to share in bringing this up, because I know that higher education dollars spent at the public university level reap $17 in economic impact into a community. One of the short-sighted policies of the Quinn-Blagojevich administration has been to attack higher education. Governor Quinn even went on to hold students hostage by refusing to fund the MAP program. I understand the importance of higher education. I'll fight for support of the MAP program and support of higher education. We're all going to have to share. But I won't target higher education, and I won't leave university presidents with a false promise and then undelivered revenues that put that university in a cash flow crisis, as indicated by the borrowing that was necessary. You have to balance your budget so universities know they can rely on the resources that are promised.
Governor Quinn, the Social Impact Research Center at Heartland Alliance reports that 29 counties, mostly scattered in rural downstate Illinois, have been placed on their poverty warning list this year. That's an indication that poverty trends in those counties are the most alarming in the state. What can downstate citizens expect from your administration to improve their quality of life?
Well, number one, our program of Put Illinois to Work began in early May, put 26,000 people, mostly poor people, on jobs in the private sector. 5,000 different private businesses hired people at $10 an hour to do good work. And I want to keep that program going. That's one of the best ways to fight poverty. If you're breathing, I want you working in Illinois. We've been able, through our job recovery law, through our small business tax credit, as well as our Illinois Put Illinois to Work program, to put people on the job. Now, I'm running against Senator Brady, who wants to abolish Put Illinois to Work and put 26,000 good people out of work. He said so 10 days ago. I think that's heartless. I know firsthand. I've seen them, the eyes of hardworking people. They need an opportunity to work, and I, as governor, have provided that, and we're going to continue to do that to fight poverty.
Senator Brady.
No, Governor. Taking taxpayer dollars to put people to work in the private sector is not a solution. That deal was just a political ploy to get you through the election. And at the same time, by the way, you were chastised by human service providers last week because they're having to lay people off because you can't pay the bills. Governor, let the private sector deal with creating jobs. The way we're going to take care of this issue is to build an economy in Illinois that businesses can rely on. The unemployment rate under a Quinn administration and the loss of over 26,000 jobs in just the last 2 months and 200,000 jobs in his term as governor are what hurting rural Illinois. As governor, I'm going to help the private sector reinvest in Illinois, providing permanent jobs, not temporary taxpayer jobs, but permanent private sector jobs, so the hardworking people of Illinois can find gainful employment.
Mr. Whitney's turn.
Yeah, let me give you a specific example of how my green capital bill would create real jobs. North Dakota has had its own state bank since 1919. North Dakota is one of the handful of states that's running in the black, not in the red, struggling with a budget deficit crisis. That's because when they take their tax revenue, instead of investing it in private banks where they make money off of it, they make money off of it. We can do that here. We the people can make money off of our own money. and we can extend credit. One of the things that I would like to do is to have a program to really jumpstart renewable energy here in Illinois. We can have a revolving loan program where anyone who wants to invest in solar and wind power can borrow the money from our state bank at a nominal interest rate. We require our utilities to buy the renewable energy at a premium rate, guaranteed to pay off the loan over 10 years. Everyone wins in this scenario. People have more money in their pocket from the cleaner energy. Our environment wins. The bank gets paid back with a secured loan. The utilities gain the advantage of a diversified grid with thousands of clean energy producers feeding into it.
Senator Brady, the next farm bill in 2012 could bring some major changes in the flow of federal commodity payments. What would your administration do to help shape national policy to help protect and grow agribusiness in Illinois?
Well, the first thing we have to do is realize that agriculture is the first business, the economic, best economic interest of Illinois. We need to support agriculture. We need to work on a national bill, but it's more important that we make agriculture a sustainable business in Illinois. We need to reinvest in biodiesel and ethanol. We need to make sure that plants, businesses that want to invest in biodiesel and ethanol plants can cut through the regulatory bureaucracy of a Quinn administration that have pushed them to other states, losing capital dollars, construction cost, operating, and most importantly, adding value. We can create the greatest agriculture environment if we make sure that we support agriculture by eliminating the bureaucracy and the incompetence of state government that has pushed investment out of this state. I'll focus on biofuels and ethanol to enhance our agricultural opportunities in the state so that our farmers know that they have a fair and balanced field to do business in.
Mr. Whitney.
You know, ethanol, that's a delusion. Talk about a boondoggle. That's more about enriching Archer Daniels Midland and Staley than it is about helping our farmers. We need a much better policy than that. I support the objectives of the Food, Farms, and Jobs Task Force. Unfortunately, it hasn't been funded under the current administration, but they have some good ideas, and that is we need to move toward local food production for local consumption. It's amazing. Here in Illinois, we're blessed with some of the richest agricultural land in the world, and only 4% of the food we eat comes from our own state. It's not sustainable. We need to turn that around. We'll have a healthier economy if we put in the incentives needed to encourage local food production for local use, actually has a higher rate of profit, get people off the petrochemical dependence and the pesticide dependence, move toward a healthier food system. Our farmers win, our society wins as well. Also, with legalization of hemp, we can have another source of manufacturing and processing jobs, would be good for our farmers and agriculture.
Governor Quinn, your turn.
Well, before I was governor, I was state treasurer of Illinois, and I worked with farmers all over our state every day. We had access to credit for our farmers, for farm production loans, and for all kinds of innovations in agriculture. Truly believe that exports are important for all of our farmers in Illinois. We can feed the world. We can also fuel the world with biodiesel. We can also heal the world with our biotechnology. And our agricultural economy is very strong in Illinois. We want to keep it strong. You know, there's only one candidate for governor that has been named Mr. Soybean by the Illinois Soybean Association. And that's me. I believe in soybeans, I believe in corn, and I believe in the Illinois farmers and our agriculture. It's about 40% of our economy. And we want to work together with our rural economy to make sure that we have access for folks in rural Illinois to things like good schools and good health care and making sure they have high-speed internet when they're going through their education and so on. So it's important to help Illinois, and as governor of Illinois, I'm head of the Rural Affairs Council, and we've got the job done.
Governor Quinn, you've made a deal with state workers that prevents job cuts and facility closures through 2012. Does the governor lose the ability to make cuts where necessary due to this promise? How do you cut the budget if you can't touch workers or facilities?
Well, as I've said, I've cut the budget $3 billion. These others at the debate here tonight, they talk about something. I have the record of accomplishment of actually cutting our budget, our state budget, by $3 billion. It's not easy. We had to end some facilities. We had to close facilities. I had to lay off 1,100 workers. That wasn't easy. We also were unable to enact public pension reforms. That wasn't easy either. But the bottom line is I've been able to get concessions from the unions, about $300 million, $325 million under the existing union contract. That's never happened before in Illinois. Jim Thompson didn't do it, Jim Edgar, Ryan, Blagojevich. I'm the first governor to actually get concessions from the union. I inherited this contract. The contract goes until July of 2012, and we have to begin right away negotiating a new contract, and that's what I intend to do. But I have a record of saving taxpayers money by getting union concessions and reducing the public pension costs of our state of Illinois by $220 billion. That's a way to save money.
Senator Brady.
Well, this is a deal Governor Blagojevich would be proud of Governor Quinn for. We know what happened. He went to an endorsement session. He took a state-paid budget director into the session to seek the endorsement, cut the deal, and then within 20 hours, this secret deal is put in place. Governor Quinn has the endorsement. The union has a deal that will tie the hands of the next governor. Not only that, it puts that group's interest ahead of education, ahead of transportation, ahead of public safety in many regards. This is the continuation of a secret administration that has to stop. The people of Illinois deserve open and transparent government. As governor of this state, I will deliver on that. There won't be any secret deals in a Brady administration, and we'll balance the state resources in full, not for the benefit of some endorsement, because we're more concerned about our campaign catastrophe than we are the state's fiscal catastrophe.
Mr. Whitney.
Well, you know, I wouldn't have thought it were possible, but that deal managed to sell out the public interest and sell out the workers of AFSCME all in the same time. One of the critical problems facing our state government and its workers is understaffing. It's absolutely ridiculous. We are cutting into the bone and the muscle of government, not the fat, not the corruption, not the political favoritism. We're cutting into real services. I've met, during this campaign, I've met women that work for the Department of Human Services that have caseloads of 1,500 people. How are they possibly able to provide real services? Same thing with Children and Family Services. This is going critical. And to say, well, we're not going to have layoffs, but we're also not going to have overtime? How are you going to deliver the services to the people? We need to restore some semblance of health to the public sector in order to get our government to deliver the services it needs to deliver. That was the real sellout here. We can do better than that if we fix our broken tax system. It always goes back to the budget.
As we draw to the end of the debate, we've allowed some time for a lightning round of quick questions and answers. I'll ask the questions, and please try to limit your responses to about 30 seconds. Governor Quinn, we'll start with you. Concealed carry. Illinois is only one of two states not having some form of concealed carry for firearms. Where do you stand on that, and could it be allowed in some way outside of the city of Chicago where gun violence is such a problem?
I do not support concealed carry. I think that should be the standard. I also feel that we should ban assault weapons in Illinois, and I'm a candidate that will work hard to do that.
Senator Brady?
With the proper safeguards, I support the same rights that 48 or 49 other states give their citizens. I wouldn't stand in the way of the personal liberties of the people of Illinois. I think the system works, and I would support concealed carry with the proper safeguards.
Rich Whitney?
I also support conceal and carry, but with a couple of caveats. First of all, out of respect for local self-government, I would allow any county after deliberation to opt out of the system. Frankly, that's the only way it's ever going to pass in Illinois. Secondly, it has to be at a high threshold. It has to be at least as hard to get a license to carry as it is to get a driver's license. You have to be able to pass safety tests and show some proficiency in use of the weapon.
Moving to a graduated income tax has been suggested for many years as a way of both raising revenues for the state and bringing more tax fairness to the state's tax system. Governor, would you support it or not, and why not?
I supported the Taxpayer Action Amendment that would have a higher income tax than those who make more than $250,000. That money raised would be used for education and cutting property taxes. I think that's a fair way to go. Senator Brady espouses the George Bush tax policy of giving huge tax cuts to the wealthy and shifting the burden onto ordinary everyday people and cutting their public services. I'm against that. I believe we ought to have a fair tax system based on the Taxpayer Action Amendment.
Senator Brady, what do you think?
Well, it's funny. Governor Quinn's been a politician so long he can't remember what he was for now that he's against. In fact, it was Governor Quinn who was quoted as saying that President Kennedy's tax cuts left more money in the pockets of hardworking families to stimulate the economy. That's what I'm about. I'm about a right-sized public sector and a growing private sector. Increasing tax burdens on families, hardworking families throughout Illinois, will simply decrease the economic opportunity and move them out of the state.
Mr. Whitney.
Yes, I support a graduated income tax. Unfortunately, that would require a constitutional amendment, and we can't wait for that. That's why I support a measure like Senate Bill 750, which at least moves us in the right direction and imposes a tax reform that's similar by first shielding the lower and middle income class wage earners from the higher tax. So roughly the bottom 60% don't pay the higher tax under this plan.
It's time now for closing statements. Time has flown. Governor Quinn.
Appreciate the opportunity to be here tonight. I really enjoyed the debate. I think it's important to have a governor who has accomplishments, who works hard every day. I've taken on the crises of state government with heart. I understand it's important to protect ordinary people and put them back to work. Octavia Jones got a job, a $10 an hour job under our Put Illinois to Work program. 26,000 other people did as well. I don't want to see them put out of work by Senator Brady. I think it's important to get people back to work in Illinois, and I know how to do it. I've worked with private businesses, large and small, to put our state back to work. I was with Will Attig tonight, a veteran back from Iraq, two Purple Hearts. He's at a community college getting training to be a welder under Helmets to Hard Hats. And I believe in helping our service members, our veterans. I've done that all my life. As governor, I do not want to see Senator Brady cut our Veterans Affairs Department to shreds. It's important to make sure that we be true to those who've been on the front line for us. The duty of all of us on the home front is to take good care of those who have borne the battle, and I believe that.
Senator Brady.
Well, this election is about putting the people and the families' interests in front of the insider career politicians' special interests. Ladies and gentlemen, we can do better. If you like the way Illinois is today, then one of these two candidates is your candidate. But I believe in better things for Illinois families. And I believe if we take examples from states that have moved forward as opposed to lagging behind, we can create greater opportunities for the hardworking families of Illinois. That means holding the line on taxes. That means making Illinois a job-friendly state for businesses to invest in, tackling workers' compensation and medical malpractice reform. And it means balancing our budget by treating state government fairly, not attacking classroom spending like Governor Quinn, not attacking public safety with early release programs, but fairly and judiciously so that we spend the hardworking tax dollars, hardworking people's tax dollars wisely to focus on our highest priorities. Thank you.
Mr. Whitney.
For years, we've all heard the propaganda. Government itself is evil. Government itself is bad. But that's a half-truth. You're getting smaller government now. Do you really like public schools declining, college costs through the roof, thousands of teachers, state workers, and providers losing their jobs, people with disabilities forced to fend for themselves? The half-truth is this. When government is a cash cow controlled by corporate interests who don't care what happens to you as long as their taxes are low, and they can profit at taxpayer expense. When it's government to the highest bidders, the same disease that gave us George Ryan and Rod Blagojevich, then yes, government can be bad. But if we elect people who don't accept corporate contributions, aren't part of the twin corporate political machines, then government can be a force for good. We have to stop looking at government as them and start reclaiming it as us. In the Green Party and this campaign, the people have a vehicle for making it about us. Vote for the public good by voting for me. Rich Whitney is your next governor. Thank you.
Gentlemen, thanks very much. We've come to the end of our gubernatorial debate here at SIU Carbondale. We'd like to thank the candidates, Governor Pat Quinn,
thank you.
Senator Bill Brady, and Rich Whitney.
Thank you.
We also want to thank our panelists, Robert Rich of the Institute of Government and Public Affairs at the University of Illinois, our own Jennifer Fuller of WSIU Radio, and Rob Crow of the Southern Illinois newspaper. Thanks also to our colleagues at Illinois Public Media at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign, the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at Southern Illinois University Carbondale, and the Southern Illinois newspaper for their election coverage partnership. Funding for closed captioning and the statewide radio and television distribution of this debate has been provided by the Illinois Public Broadcasting Council, a not-for-profit consortium of the state's public radio and television stations. Thank you for watching, and vote for the candidate of your choice in November. Good night from Carbondale.
This has been a live debate between the candidates running for governor of Illinois in the November 2nd general election. Participation in this forum was open to all candidates from the officially recognized state parties for the November 2nd general election and all other candidates meeting a 5% polling threshold as of October 4th, 2010. This gubernatorial debate is co-sponsored by WSIU Public Broadcasting, the Southern Illinois Newspaper, Illinois Public Media, and the Institute for Government and Public Affairs at the University of Illinois. This is IPR, Illinois Public Radio.